Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Tara Talks. I am your host, Tara, positivity queen, champagne lover, an absolute obsessive of the colour pink, and somebody on a real mission to help you not just change your life, but create a life and business that you have to pinch yourself, where you take that moment to reflect, you take that moment to look at how far you've come, and you think, holy fuck, how have I done this? Now, one of those things that is very much in line with that big mission that I have is looking at what you deny yourself. So first question to kick off this session, what are you denying yourself for? What are you denying yourself of? You know, that might come under the categories of joy. It might come under the categories of self-expression. Maybe your desires, maybe materialistic goods. Maybe it's growth. Maybe it's what you actually really, really want and you're denying yourself that which you really, really want. And here's the thing. One thing that I have really come to realise in recent months is that things will always come into your awareness when you are ready for them. What does that mean? When you are absolutely ready for something, whether it's an opportunity, whether it's sales, whether it's growth, whether it's a collaboration, whether it's an inquiry, whether it's this really, really scary thing, but you just know it would be so good. When that thing comes into your radar, it means that you are ready for it. Now, that's not to say you weren't ready for it before it came onto your radar, but what that does mean is that you are now aligned. It is universal alignment at its absolute finest. So if you're suddenly ready for this thing, this is your surefire sign that you need to take action on that thing. It would not be in your radar if you weren't ready for it. It would not be showing up in your subconscious mind. It would not be showing up on social media. It would not be showing up in your dreams, in your visualizations, in your morning routine. It wouldn't be showing up as a desire if you weren't ready for it. But so often we ignore those desires, those urges. We ignore the fact that we are ready for it. And we come up with all of these excuses that say why we aren't ready for it. So let's say you really want to collaborate with somebody. And you've got this great idea and you just think, oh, I'd really love to do that. But you keep telling yourself you're not ready. You're not ready. You're not ready. But it keeps showing up. Somebody follows you who you think would be a great person to collaborate with. Somebody mentions wanting to collaborate with somebody else. All of these clues keep coming up. They're not coming up for shits and gigs, you know. They are coming up for a reason. So start recognizing those things. And then ask yourself, why are you denying yourself this? Why are you denying yourself this collaboration? Why are you denying yourself the sales, the goals, the taking that first step full time in your business? Why are you denying yourself this? Because there's always a reason. And when you actually look at what that reason is, you can start to take away the negative power that it has over you. You can start to make sure that you are doing the things to take you closer to that goal, to take you closer to that dream that you want to create. Because we only start to make ourselves smaller and we start to disconnect from our goals when we start denying. So what are you denying yourself? Because in this thing called the human experience, you get to have it all. You get to have the joy. You get to have the sales. You get to have happiness. You get to have growth and your desires. You get to have the epic business and the time off. You get to have epic sales and time for self-care. You get to have it all. It doesn't have to be one or the other. And I had a call with one of my clients, one of my coaching clients the other day, and she said, well, surely if I want to have a family, I can't have my business. And I was like, that's bollocks. You get to have it all. So what are you denying? What are you telling yourself? I can't have this and this. What are you ignoring? What are the clues? What are the signs? Because if you start to look for them, you will see them. And the way that your mind filters things, it filters things based on what it knows is the thing that you really, really want. So when you have an idea of something you really, really, really want, whether it's a goal, whether it's a product, whether it's a certain vacation, whether it's a certain car, when you have that idea of something that you really, really, really want, your mind will do what it can to bring it into your awareness. So if your mind is bringing these things into your awareness, and you keep dismissing them, and you keep denying yourself them, and you keep ignoring them, what are you doing for your mind? You're constantly saying no. You're constantly shunning it. That's no way to create this dream life and business that you want to. That's no way for you to position yourself as a co-creator of what it is that you want. Because here's the thing. Everything that comes into your awareness does so for a reason. There is absolutely no such thing as a coincidence whatsoever. Anybody that says there is doesn't believe that they are creating every single second. They are creating their reality all of the time. Oh, it's a coincidence that this bad thing happened. No, you created it. So remove coincidences from your mind. There is no such thing. And then ask yourself, what keeps coming up? What are the little clues? What are the little moments? What are the things that are pushing you or guiding you in a certain way that you keep denying? You know, sometimes it comes from an external source, somebody saying something to you, somebody saying, oh, you know, are you okay? You used to be a lot happier, bubblier, chirpier, saying something, hinting something. What is that? What are you denying yourself? Because if you can bring that right back and look at what you're denying yourself, you can then ask yourself why. Are you denying yourself of something because you feel like it's what you, in inverted commas here, should be doing? I should be this way as a business owner. I should be doing this as a mum. I should be doing this as a X, Y, and Z, fill the gaps. Or are you denying yourself something because there's a deeper subconscious belief that you can't have it all, that you can't be making the money that you want, that you shouldn't, be, you know, having some time off in the week? What is the why beneath it? Because that is the work that you can do. That is your area of focus. That's what you really want to be working on in your morning routine, in your mindset work. You want to be acknowledging and testing these things because that's where the magic really lies. So look at what you're denying. Ask yourself why you're denying that. And then imagine this. What if you didn't give a fuck about anything in the world? What about if you didn't give a fuck of what anybody thought about you, or who thought you were inappropriate, or who thought X, Y, and Z about you, your goals, your business? What would you do then? Would you deny yourself of anything, or would you just go for it? So when I do this work with clients, sometimes it's very much a case of looking at the root cause. Why is that person denying themselves something? Because then we've got something to work with and work towards. That's magic. So don't discount that. Don't make yourself feel like you should have it all figured out. Look at these things and then think, how can you say yes to more joy, yes to more fun, yes to more success, yes to more growth, yes to more collaborations? Stop denying yourself of simple things. Stop denying yourself of joy. Stop denying yourself of boundaries. Stop denying yourself of your desires and your goals and your fucking biggest dreams. Because just claiming that and owning that will make such a massive difference. It will make such a massive shift in your life. And that is today's episode. Short, sweet, but hopefully making you really think about your current situation and what you are denying yourself. As ever, if you've got any questions, pop me a message on Instagram @TaraPantaCoaching, and I will see you over there. See you next time.